Yeah, pretty well. I think, it's obviously like a bit of a stop-start match, people retiring out and stuff like that. So it's probably not a true reflection of a match, but I think, we wanted just to do basics today and do that well. And I think our bowlers did a good job as well, especially in the end as well, where, pressure's on and batters just want to go. So I think their bowling went well. And then with the bat, having lost three quick wickets, I think it was cool how Annika and I could just build that partnership and take it long. And yeah, for just Chloe and Nate to come in and finish the job was pretty cool, and I think very important before our first match.
And it's been cool about obviously using wickets early. We've seen in the previous game against them, our top orders, they've done really well. But today, the other way around, the middle order could come in and you guys obviously contribute. How important is that to have the runs behind your back as well going into a World Cup?
Yeah, for sure. You always want to go into the World Cup being confident, or being as confident as you can be. And today was nice just to bat for long and not to have all, that much pressure on you, and just to make sure you get the team over the line.
And what was the conversation out there? Obviously, 220-odd is still a decent score to chase in these conditions. What are the conversations between you and Boshi out there?
Yeah, it was obviously hard with the three wickets down early, but Annika and I said we're just going to build a partnership. But Annika is not a lady of a lot of words, so to be honest, there wasn't like lots of strategy going on. I think we both were just doing our thing, and I think we're feeding off each other's energy, which was pretty well. I think if I was dotting down on the one side, she made sure that she was flowing on the other side and vice versa. So I think we complement each other well today.
It's been a long build up to this moment, obviously the last game now before we go and face England on Friday. If you can just take us back to how much work you guys have put in to get to this moment, and how this period while in Sri Lanka, or how beneficial that has been to getting us ready.
Yeah, it's obviously a 4-year cycle since the last ODI World Cup, and I think once the World Cup is done, you already look ahead to the next one. So it's obviously a 4-year cycle of training and hard work. Obviously change in management as well, new head coach coming in, so there's been a few changes and a few things we've been working on, but I think the team knows what what the goals are. We know what we want to do in the brand we want to play, and I think for the first half of the tournament at least, the wickets will be conducive to that brand. So I think it's just going to be important to put our heads down. Every match is going to be so crucial. There's no easy match, no walkovers. So I think every match is going to require elite focus and elite performance from everyone.
And just lastly, off tomorrow to go on team. We've got about two practices before the first game. What do you still think you need to just polish up before the first game on Friday?
Yeah, to be honest, there's nothing you can change now. I think it's just getting your mental space ready as much as you can, and fresh minds and fresh bodies, I think, will be the most important thing. I think we've hit so many balls and bowled so many balls. If you don't know it now, you'll never will. It's like a night before an exam, But no, I think it's just really getting your minds ready, trying to get into your zone, looking ahead of England, and just making sure we're as prepared as we can be from a tactical and a strategical point of view, and making sure we're fresh.